Okay, here we are. It's the Taylor Report. That was Nina Simone. And by the way, if you haven't heard it, she has another song along those lines called Revolution. And she was an amazing story. And we're going to have to get the bluesologist on here, Norman Otis Richmond, to fill us the details about the significant the impact of the work of Nina Simone. I can tell you that her mother was an interesting figure, that she was a Methodist preacher, but also a maid, and her father worked in the dry cleaning business, but they noticed her talent. And Nina Simone, her first taste or skill was as a pianist, and her favorite was Bach. As I say, her talent was noticed. Many people in her community supported her, and so that she could get lessons. And at the age of 12, she had a recital, and it was one of her first experiences. Where we see the personality or character of Nina Simone, because she, at the recital, her parents, who were sitting, came early and were sitting down front because that was their girl, and. As white people began to arrive, her parents were told to move back. And so 12-year-old Nina Simone, she was not, of course, Nina Simone at that time. Her name was Eunice Wayman. And Eunice Wayman refused to proceed. She said, "I'm not going to play unless my parents are brought back where they were sitting." So they agreed to that. By the way, that would mean she would have been late 40s. I'd put about 1945, maybe a little earlier, which tells you that Eunice Wayman was a very strong-willed young woman, and she won the point, and she went on to perform. She went to Juilliard School, and to put herself through Juilliard, she was performing in New Jersey, and they wanted her to play the piano. And happily, the management of the place was very demanding. So they said, "We don't just want you to play the piano; we want you to also sing." So she said, "Okay, I'll play the piano and I'll sing." And after that, the rest is history. She was very remarkable. And when the civil rights movement came along, she really put her shoulder to the wheel. I really urge you to watch her performances, because she obviously felt she could tell that this was a watershed, and she intended to stay with it. And not be bluffed, and that's why this great song, Mississippi Goddamn and Revolution, very much the music and spirit of that revolutionary period in American history. And so all power to her. She passed away about 11 years ago, it's amazing that Nina Simone would have had such a great career and impacted on so many people. And there's anyone looking at her life and her approach knows that she wasn't in it for the money. We're glad on recognition Black History Month to be speaking of Nina Simone. Just a sort of a commentary on that, let's just point out again that the movie Selma has come out, and we were all hearing about it. It was capturing people's imagination. We spoke with Norman Otis Richmond on this show about it. Clearly, it was a film which is generating, to the extent that people will remain focused on it, a very helpful discussion. Because now we have Ferguson, and we have the incident after incident of unarmed black youth who are killed, which is why we chose this song by Nina Simone, just to say, well, guess what? How little has changed and how much needs to be changed. But that film centers, of course, on Martin Luther King, and we want to say it again. His life was ended by a sniper, and we lost, of course, his martyrdom left many people ready to go and do more. It's true, and it led to demonstrations and commitment by a number of people to bring further advances in an oppressive racist system. But also, that martyrdom deprived us of a great figure who would have gone on leading this, which is something important to remember, in my opinion. Sometimes people are satisfied to say, oh, well, wasn't that wonderful? He had this life and he did that. Well, yes, but we lost his leadership continuing after. And so the murderer did deprive us of an important figure. Now, the reason, and of course I raise this to remind everyone that there is also culturally a cloud drifted in and cast a shadow over the film Selma. And it was, and we have a new film called The American Sniper, which is about a person who served in the U.S. military in an illegal war, a war that was never sanctioned by the United States Congress, and which one, a war which I shouldn't say sanctioned. It's what they called an undeclared war. That's true. They said to the president, "Oh, you can do what you think you need to do," but that is not a declaration of war. That's a coward's way of entering a war, by the way, or creating a war. To say, well, we've given the president the authority to do what it takes to protect American interests. And it turned out that protecting American interests meant turning Iraq upside down, destroying the culture, destroying the economy, and then giving U.S. military an occupation job. At any rate, the film is about a Navy SEAL who's there. He's a sniper. And I find it a very ugly phenomenon to think about, that a celebration of a man who said that he hated all Iraqis, hated them, and he was sorry that he didn't kill more, and who put a cross on his arm, not an ordinary cross. He said he wanted to tell people he was a Christian. By the way, Martin Luther King was a great figure, emblematic of the best of Christianity, and he was assassinated. This gentleman, by the way, Mr. Kyle, never showed any interest in the struggles of oppressed people. He indeed was a friend of Sarah Palin. So if you want to know what his brain was like, what was going on in his mind, you just have to study the collected works of Sarah Palin. When he himself was killed, Sarah Palin and the owner of the Dallas Cowboys were the best-known people attending the funeral. So a film celebrating a sniper sold out and has made a fortune and has actually just totally overwhelmed. And this is the time of Black History Month. I'd like to say to Hollywood, you guys don't have any sense of propriety, or maybe postpone release of a film for a month or two just in the interest of the rest of us. Of course they don't, but at any rate, we need to – this discussion needs to be had. Needs to go on. And we expect, as a matter of fact, on this program to be talking next, maybe as early as next week, with another American military, with a soldier who was a sniper, but has a very different view of the war and says that it's the job of every soldier not only to be a soldier, but to be a citizen and to exercise his political rights and to use his mind and to say whether something is right or something is wrong. And he said he felt that they never knew who they were fighting, that the targets that they were shooting were civilians. And so that's the we're going to have a sniper on this who has a brain and a conscience, and that should be quite interesting. You've been listening to the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. I want to thank Phil Conlon, and we're glad we had Nina Simone. Listen to her during the rest of the Black History Month. Father, I'm sure if you listen to Nina Simone's work throughout the rest of the month, you'll be in good hands. We'll see you next week.